Today's daf is daf samach. We're holding in the middle of the sugya about what happens if somebody says mi'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yom. Somebody else comes along in the middle and is mekadesh. The last case we had was a fascinating case where we had this multiple kiddushim. So we had three people or more. One of them says mi'achshav u'la'achar shloshim. One of them says mi'achshav u'la'achar esrim. The other one is just mekadesh right now. So there, Abaya wanted to say yesterday that only the first and the last are going to need a get. And why is this? Because this was actually his big chiddush. Because you should not think that we need to analyze each case in terms of the possibilities of the way this particular individual is thinking about it. But rather, the words themselves only mean one or the other approach. We must have turned up the volume on this yesterday. And therefore, we don't have any chance at all that the middle guy is going to be able to do anything, because ultimately either was a tznai. If it was a tznai, then the first one is a mikudesha. And if it's a charata, then only the last one, obviously, is the one that was able to be tefes kedushin. What in the world would be the possibility of the middle one? Today, we find that not everybody agrees with this. And we're up to Ula Amar Rav Yochanan, which is approximately a quarter of the way down, a little bit underneath. Ulam Rav Yochanan afilu me'at of Simba. Actually, even if you had 100 people, let's say, so one person says, Arayat Mekadesh Eliyachar me'ayon. One person says, Arayat Mekadesh Eliyachar tishim etishayon. And so on and so forth. Even in a case like that, you'd have to get a get from every single one. And we would not say that it's only a question of a suffix of the first to the last. So in other words, Rav Yochanan apparently, is saying that there's actually kedusha that is tofes for each one. Now, his language makes it clear that he is not saying that there is a suffix, mekudeshet and mekudeshet on each one, and we handle each one separately, which is what we said the chiddush was in Abaya. But rather, he's using the word of actual tfisat kedushin. Now, that means that he's got to have a completely different interpretation of the whole situation. As what Abaye was saying, Alibet Rav and Shmuel makes perfectly good sense. Over there, the question, they limited themselves to the question of whether the language of Me'akshav Uleakash Shloshim is just a condition, or whether Me'akshav Uleakash Shloshim is a change of heart in mid-sentence. So he wanted first to say Me'akshav, and then he said Uleakash Shloshim. They didn't entertain any other possibilities. Clearly, Rabbi Yochanan has got another interpretation, because otherwise how could there be actually tfisat kiddushin for all of these? Let me explain to you what it is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Basically, what has happened over here is shavu nafshayu ki shragat alivne v'kol chad v'chad rafcha l'chavre shavak. What has happened over here is that they are basically building a kiddushin which is like a wall of bricks. So every time you put on the next layer of bricks, you never put it on directly above the other one, so that it's a contradiction, so to speak. And obviously you have a very weak wall if you do that, but you always stagger it. So the inyan of the Le'achar Me'ah, Le'achar Tishim V'Teisha, Le'achar Tishim V'Shmon, and so on, is staggering the Kedushin, which is meant the same way it's meant in a brick wall. In a brick wall, it's meant to allow place for another brick to be able to have somewhere to stand properly, and that's what's meant over here. It is neither charata, nor is it a tznai. It's rather saying that what I want to do is to be mekadeshu in such a way that would allow, in the course of the next 100 days, or 99, or 98, as the case may be, for someone else to be able to be tefes kedushin on you. Now, there's two approaches to that among the Rishonim. One approach is that basically he is saying to her that I am being Makadish only that element which is going to be Chala Achar Me'ah, but before that there's going to be room, which Tosfos says that doesn't make sense, because we said if you give Kiddushin to a woman and you say Chetzyech Mekudeshetli, so there you're being Meshayer, and it's not a Kiddushin at all. Kiddushin is an either-or kind of thing. So how could you say I'm being Makadish only part of you? Isn't that what it boils down to? So therefore, Tosfos is rather cryptic, but there are other Rishonim that speak it out clearly. They say that what's happening over here is that actually the nature of the Kinyan Kedushin being spread out now over time is saying that in a case where I would say Chetzeich B'Kudeshetli, I'm leaving part of this woman not Mekudesha to me. That I can't do, because a Kiddushin is, has to be Mekadesh all of the woman that is available to be Mekadesh. That's what Kiddushin means. But in this case, I'm not leaving anything out in the Gufa Isha. I am simply spreading out the Kinyan in such a way that there hasn't been a completion of the Kiddushin until the end of the 100 days. And therefore, not because my Kiddushin isn't focused all woman, but because it hasn't been Chal yet, there's room for someone else to get in there. That means that you're going to need to get from every last one of them. So each one will asr on the other, and so on and so forth. So this is in the Shari Yosher. Hello. Reb Shimon Shkup points out that what this means, what this implies, is that instead of our thinking that a kinyan is an abstraction, and as an abstraction, it doesn't take time. It's not a physical process. It simply is a description of a state. Point A, it belongs to you. Point B, it belongs to the other person. That's not true. Because if that were the case, this makes absolutely no sense. How can you spread an abstraction out over time? If it's a process that occurs in the real world, you can spread it out over time. If you're saying that actually what happens is that there's a transference of ownership. So the transfers, generally, we don't note the time that it takes because it's not meaningful. But as you get closer and closer to the speed of light, you suddenly note that there's differences, and now it's spreading out. And this is exactly what's happening over here. If he wants to spread it out, there's nothing innately impossible about spreading out the process of a kinyan. And therefore, it's like a shura of levinim. It's where you position it, and that's what's up to you to do. It's a question of your positioning. Okay, turns out we get almost to the end of the Masechta, and all of a sudden we discover all kinds of completely new elements about how it is that this could work. So this is a third interpretation, correct? Interpretation A was, it's a tonight. I'm saying I want you to be Mekadesh to me now on condition that I'm still around in 30 days and want this Kedushin and so on. Interpretation B is that it's Charata. I want you to be Mekadesh to me now. Actually, maybe we ought to give us a little time, get to know each other better. So it should be Le'achar Shloshim, right? The third interpretation now, Libra Rabbi Yochanan, is I want this Kinyan to be a gradually affecting Kinyan, which will complete in 30 days, so that I give you the money now, and we start now, but we are not completely married until then. Masiv Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina asks on this approach from the following. We find by Gitin, somebody says, I give you this get from today until after I die. Get ve'eno get. Then we have a suffix there about what that means, obviously. In other words, if it means that it's I'm giving you the get today, and it should be chal after I die. I mean, forget it. You can't have a get after I die. So that it could mean a t'nai. In other words, if I turn out to die, so then I want this get to be chal now, and therefore you will not require yibum. And since we're not sure whether it means that or the other approach, yimetcho letzet v'lo mityabemet. So now, according to Rav, this is precisely what Rav said. So bishleim el Rav, according to Rav, this makes perfectly good sense because this is exactly what he would have said, Lagabi Kedushin. Even according to Shmuel, he could say that this is going Alibet Rabbon. And remember that we had over here the Halacha that was based on the Machlokas Tanoim of Mehayom El Achar Mita, Get Veino Get, we had on the back of Amud Beis before, the Nuntet Amud Beis, so say the Chachamim, was Rebbe Omer Kazeh Get, that it's definitely a tonight. So Rav is basically going according to Rachlom, he says, get vein or get. Shmuel says, no, it definitely is a get. He was going, I'll leave it a Rebbe, and he passes that way in Kiddushin over here in Gittin. Shmuel will say, well, what's your problem? This is the Rabbanan. I said all along on the Damrik of Rebbe, I said that I go according to Rebbe. So this is a meaningless question to me. You're not going to ask a kasha on the Rabbanan from a bride that is going, I'll leave it a Rebbe. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, this makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, what is he going to say now? That this is the equivalent in Kiddushin. So what would be the understanding of a get? I give you the get in such a way that will allow other people to still be married to you, but I should still be married to you. That, by definition, is not a get. Because the meaning of a get, this is a beautiful piece, the meaning of a get is kritut. It means absolute separation. That's what a get means, sefer kritut. So how could you possibly have a situation where a get is a semi-kritut when that contradicts the nature of a get? So here you see clearly that if we view Gittin and Kedushin as being two visions of the same thing,
in which I have to understand this language from now till then. So Rabbi Yochanan breaks down completely when it comes to the sugya of Gittin. Says Rava, no, it doesn't. There's a whole new idea over here. If the man had said, Me'ayom al-Achar Shloshim, you'd be right. But he doesn't. He says, Me'ayom al-Achar Mita. Now, there are two ways of a woman being kind of herself. I can give you yourself by dying, or I can give you yourself by giving you a divorce. Correct? In this case, what the man has done is he has set up an absolute separation, either till death do us part, which is la'achar mita, or with this get. But there's nothing in this get that really allows there to be any continued relationship with him at all. Because he's saying, look, there's only one way that this get terminates, and that's in the end of our relationship. With my death and with this get together. Okay, so then he's basically terminating their relationship. The only time that the Torah says that the get is contradicted, if it's not kritut, is where he's not terminating the relationship. But over here, the whole point is the connection of get and mitah. So all he's doing is putting together two yitziot for the yishan, right? Okay, it's a curious kind of idea, but it's certainly not a contradiction to the nature of a get. He's adding the beginning of that freeing now. That is effective. It's just effective over the course of time, but it's guaranteed to result in a complete kritut.
Right now, what is she right now?
Doesn't matter. The only problem in what she is right now is where this does not work to free her. All that he's trying to do is create a situation that is going to be effective legabe yibum. So here, in this case, he's saying, well, she's not going to get yibum. That's for sure. She hates my brother. You know, so I'm going to free her from yibum. On the other hand, I don't want to really divorce her completely. So I say, you know, let this be a divorce now that will consummate as a divorce. Le'achar mita. So that way, we'll say, well, okay, so then she's choletzet v'lo mit yabemet. She would require only chalitza, not yibum, we'd say, because she's not completely married yet. So now, in that case, it's not because maybe it's a get, and it's not because there's a shiur in a get, but rather, in this particular case, it's a get that is combined with mitah. Says Abaye, this is the best part, says Abaye, Amalei Abaye, that's a neat trick, but it doesn't work. I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Amar Abaye, look. Amar Rava, rather. Amar Rava, get lo tzi, umita lo tzi. Let's first see that in the Gemara. I didn't read it. So the get is coming to be motzi. The death is coming to be motzi. And therefore, basically, there is no shiur in this get because it's guaranteed to terminate. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye says, that's a neat trick, but it isn't true. Because the get is not only motzi from the rishut of the Baal. The get is motzi from the rishut of the Yavan. The mitah, by definition, is the very thing that brings her into the Rishut of the Yavam from the time now of the original Kiddushin, and you're combining the two? No. Because the whole point of the combination was its impact on the Yavam. So you're combining contradictory forces in terms of the Yavam. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Right, so if you analyze, I'm telling you, it's just amazing. For people to be brought up with this, at this level of abstraction, yeah, no wonder everybody else looked like monkeys.
So he holds it's no good?
Yeah, he holds it's no good. You can't be the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. It makes no sense. Says Abaye, you know what? I'll tell you something. The truth is, it doesn't work by getting at all. It simply doesn't work. It is not a get, for sure, because you can't have a shear and a get. So you're going to say, so why then can she not actually get Yibum? Why do we say she's choletzet ve'inam et yabemet? I'll tell you why. It's a gzera. Hatam time am I? Gzera mishum mehayom im mati. If a guy says, from today, and he says not when, but rather if. Now over there, clearly he's saying it's not. If I die. So it's if I die, I want this get to be chal now. So he's sick. He's worried he's not going to make it out of the intensive care. He gives her a get. He says, look, if I don't make it, this get is chal now. That way she's fought from Yibum. Now, in that case, it's a perfectly good get.
Now, if we were to allow the actual Yibum, as you're suggesting, because it's clearly not a get, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it was a Shiur, people will say, let's say an event like that happens, and then a year later, a very similar event happens, where a person's in the emergency care room, and he says, look, if I don't make it, I want this to be a get from now if I die. In that case, it is a perfectly good get, correct? Now, if we're going to say, in this case, go ahead and be Miyabin, people will say, oh, gee, a year ago we had this. Minor difference over there, he said. When I die here, he said, if I die, I guess that's the same thing. And what we said in the last year's case was, when he said, when I die, we said, go ahead and give Yibum. I guess we should do the same thing here. Go ahead and give Yibum. Problem is, if you would do that, it would be disastrous, because there's no chi of Yibum at all, and you would be pogea here in Eshetak Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah.
Do that. I want to talk about that. So it says the Gemara, why aren't we gozer, if that's the case? Why do we say hayom imati? We should be gozer in the other direction. If a guy says clearly a t'nai, and we say, well, that's for sure not a problem. Hayom imati, she's definitely divorced. Why shouldn't we make a gezeira in the other direction? Let her do chalitza, because if he doesn't do chalitza, then in a case where somebody says, me hayom uli akar mita, there may end up, because maybe people will say, wait, didn't we have a case last year where somebody said, Hayom imati, and she walked out scot-free, and this guy says, Hayom alachamita, sounds exactly the same to me, so she should walk out scot-free. Why don't we make Hayom imati, which doesn't require anything, get chalitza, in order to avoid the possibility of somebody not giving chalitza in the case of Hayom Aliyachamita, which doesn't work? Once a bias is concerned with people getting confused, why isn't he concerned with them getting confused in the other case? No, because you're going to end up creating more problems than solutions. Imata omer choletzet, mityabemet. People will say, oh, in other words, so she's not free. I remember a case where somebody got chalitza, and I actually like her, says the next case brother. So I'll be miyaving her. So the moment we open up that door, we've opened up a Pandora's box, because then people may actually end up taking a shetach. Shelo b'makom mitzvah. There's no chiyuv of yibum at all. So it's better not to make the gzera. So, I mean, if that's the case, why do we say the same thing over here? So, Hakanami, imata omer choletzet mityabemet. Why shouldn't we make the gezeira in the other case also? Let us say, in this case, we should say, you're saying choletzet. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to get mixed up with the case of hayom imati. That's terrible. You're creating more problems. Because if you say choletzet, so then, why isn't she going to be mityabemet? Let her be mityabemet. Who cares? Tityabem. Mein bekach klum. The only reason we said she can't be mityabem was because we were afraid that you're going to get confused. Miikra, then, this is not a get at all. As we said, Rav Yochanan's logic breaks down when it comes to Yibum, to get completely. It was a get with a shiur, and therefore it isn't a get. So what do you say? She'll be mityabemet. So she'll be mityabemet. So we weren't able to absolutely guarantee that people won't confuse one case with the other. But there's no iser in it. The only reason we said it in the first place was a chashasha. So titya bein vein bekach klom. She's not doing anything wrong. It's a chashasha d'rabbanan. But if we make the gezer in the other direction, and we'll say that in a case where the man said a clear t'nai, if I die, in such a case it's usher to be miyavim, and we'll say, well, do chalitza, just in case somebody will confuse this with a case of when I die. So then if you do Yibum in that case, it's terrible, because then you're taking an Eshetah. Okay, so we have now a completely different interpretation. I'll leave it to Rav Yochanan. This is the first time that we do not have symmetry between Gittin and Kedushin. So according to Rav and Shmuel, we analyzed the Machlokas of Rebbe and the Chachomim ben Gittin, and we saw that to be symmetrical with the same Machlokas in Kedushin that Rav and Shmuel were having. It's just that Rav and Shmuel felt they needed to explain that, because you might have said it was different, maybe because of the psychological differences of pushing away a woman, and it's difficult for you. Maybe you did think that you wanted to think it over and so on. But in this case, we have no symmetry whatsoever. It is impossible to make an extended get that would leave room as the bricklayer for somebody else because of Sefer Kritut. You're on, dear President. Omer Isha. Hareyat Mekudeshet Li, Amanacha Tain Lach Matayim Zuz. Hareyat Mekudeshet Vuhite. So if somebody says, you're Mekudeshet to me, on condition that I give you 200 Zuz, she is Mekudeshet, but he has to give it. We'll see what that means. Amanacha Tain Lach Mikan Vat Shloshim Yom. If the condition is from now till 30 days you get that money, then Natan Labatok Shloshim Mekudeshet Milavena Mekudeshet. Then only if he gave her within 30 days. All this seems rather obvious. The more we'll discuss it. Amanachi Yeshli Matayim Zuz. I own 200 Zuz. I raise a Mekudeshet if Yeshlo. Amanachi Erech Matayim Zuz. I'm going to show you 200 Zuz. Also, I raise a Mekudeshet Vyar Ela. Vim Hir Ela Ala Shulchan. Now, if he's a banker, and there's a lot of money there, but it ain't his money. So then, ain't a Mekudeshet. She is not Mekudeshet. Again, we're going to discuss what the Chiddush is in all of these cases. Itva. How do we read that Mishnah? Vuhu yitain. So Rav Huna says, it means vuhu yitain. That is to say, she's Mekudeshet now. When he gives the money, it's now, from this point, a good condition, like any condition. The condition is, chalot is now, and when it's given, I know that it was done correctly. That's all. Rav Huna says, oh, no, no, no. Likish yitain. What he means to say is, that when you get the money at that point, it will be Kiddushin. Obviously, he gave her a Shavu Pruta now to make the Kiddushin. And all he's saying is, I will give you 200 Zuz. It's not that the 200 Zuz will make the Kiddushin. So, in other words, according to Rav Huna, it's all a condition. V'hu yitnein. It means Tanoa Havin. It was a condition. Mekayim Tanoa. All he needs to do is at one point in his life be Mekayim to Tanoa. The Yosef, whatever.
Would it be the same if...
No, we're going to get to that. V'yozo and the man kaito v'yozo reviewed amar likish yitain. All the man meant was that when he gives her the money, it should be kedushin. But hashda mi'alo avi kedushin. What's the nafkamina between them? What's the nafkamina? You got to be kidding. My v'nayu hik v'nayu shepashtaya davi kibla kedushin mi'acher. If she now took kedushin from somebody else, then it would become the equivalent, according to Rav Huna, of the previous Mishnah. So according to Rav Huna, the moment that he gives the money, she was Mekudeshet L'Mafreya, and the Kedusha Sheni is Batal. So therefore, it would not be Kedushin. Whereas according to Rav Yehuda, since he only meant to give the Kedushin from this point forward, so therefore, it was Kedushin. And now it's too late when he wants to make her Kedushin. Somebody else is already your husband. And here is the mirrored case by Gittin, which actually, because of the unfortunate realities of human intercourse, is exactly the case that Richie was asking. I'm not that you give me, not that I give you. So in the case of Gittin, when you pay me the 200 zuz, then this is a get. So that's the lashon of the Mishnah. And there we have the same discussion between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda about what the meaning of the Mishnah is. So Rav Huna says, it means for who you tain, and vehititain rather, and Rav Yehuda Amar likishititain. So here too, Rav Huna Amar vehititain, it's a tnai, and like any other condition, tnoa havi, mekayma tnoa ozla, she can go and be mekayma that tnai at any point, and there validate the get at that time that it was given. Rav Yehuda Amar likishititain, that means only lichiyavi le Yehuda havigita, hashtam yalo havigita. So according to him, there'd be no kiddushin. Now, we ask here too, my Beinayu, what's the difference? And of course, here we can't say the difference is that she can go marry somebody else. Because, I mean, obviously, even according to Rav Huna, until the get is chal, she can't marry somebody else because we're afraid that she won't be the kind of the tonight. We're not going to allow her to get married. She said, well, I have a get. I can always give him $200 20 years from now. That we can't do. So that can't be the nafkamina between them. Both are agreed that she can't go and get married now. So what then would be the difference? Ike b'nayu shenitkara haget. The difference would be that the get was ripped or lost or sha'avad. So according to Rav Huna, I don't need the get. She already got the get. Now we just need to be mekayem the condition. So therefore was a get back l'mafreya. But according to Rav Yehuda, the get was being held to be chal only at that time that she gives the money. If there's no get there, there's no instrument of gerishin. So according to him, lo havi get. Why do we need a symmetrical argument, both by the Kedushin I'm getting, couldn't we derive one from the other? No. The Tzricha, we actually need both of these arguments. Because the Yashminagapi Kedushin, I would say, you know what? By Kedushin, there Ba'akama Ravuna Mishum de la Krova Ka'at. Ravuna is sure that the meaning of what he's saying is that he wants the Kedushin to be Chal now. He understands that she wants to know she's going to get some serious money out of the deal. So he tells her, look, ultimately you're going to get some money, but his intent is that there should be a condition that's called immediately, because he's in love. By a divorce, he's making a difficult decision. So over there, maybe it would be made to Rabbi Yehuda that, you know, look, you pay me enough and the divorce will be chal, but it's certainly not going to give you a divorce, should be chal now. I'm not interested in being marchik. So maybe it would be murder to Rabbi Yehuda that the way to understand the statement is that it wasn't meant to be a condition, it was meant to be a trigger. The Yitmar Bahak, on the other hand, suppose we would say only the situation of Gittins over there, Bahak Amar Ravuna, Mishum de Yulo Kasiv Lai Lemitba'a. There Ravuna is saying, okay, I'll give the divorce now with the understanding that you owe me the 200 zuz. If you don't pay me, I'll simply take you to court. This is a divorce case. Everybody goes to court. So over there, there's no busha to go to court. He's already furious. Here we're talking about love. And it's all love. I mean, she's not going to go to court to try to get him to pay her the 200. So maybe she indeed doesn't have in mind to be makabel the kedushin under those circumstances when I see the money. So then, emamoda leila Rav Yehuda. Therefore, tzricha, we need both cases. Okay, now. Problem is, Meitve. We have a case of Arezek Itechem Nachi Tetinim Atayim Zuz, and it says Beferish, like Ravuna. It says, Ava Gavshinit Karah HaGet, O Shavad Arezek Megureshetu. It says Beferish that if the get was ripped up, lost, she's Megureshetu. Now, obviously, that means that it was Chal at the time that he gave it, and that it's not a trigger, it's a Tznai. That's what Ravuna said. But of course, Liachar Lotina says she can't get married to somebody else. But that's just a logistical problem. We're worried that it won't happen. But in terms of the instrument of divorce, Ravuna is 100% on target here. The Otanya, there's another bright also, says, Omar la harezek yitech amin achitinim atayim zuz, umet. How about if he dies? Without children, leaving a brother. Ein zekuk liyama. So if natna, if she gave the money before he died, she doesn't need the yibo, but if she never gave the money, now it turns out that Tanai was Amr Mukuyam, get his bato, and she has to go now and get married to the Yama. Rib Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. No, it doesn't matter. It's not a question of giving it necessarily before he dies. Why can't you give it after he dies? You can give it to an heir. So you could be Mekayim the Tanai. You didn't mean only me. Rib Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. No, tenet le'achiv, or le'aviv, or le'chad menachar, whoever his heir was. But obviously he died without children. Well, we're not talking about somebody who needs Yibum. But, I mean, he's still got relatives, he's got heirs. So Akan no plug, I mean the whole machlok between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama is only about whether when a person says Amanachet Tetinili, he means himself or he means himself or his heirs. That's the only machlok. But 100%, when was this chal? Before. Like Ravuna said. Pater from Yib. So the only machlok is Akan no plug, the Marshavar. Li means give me and not my heirs. Below the Yoshai. Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel says, when a guy says Li, he doesn't mean only himself. She can give it even in later. I feel you're shy, but kuli amamia. Everybody agrees that obviously it's a tanai. To you after the Rav Yehuda. Clearly, a Rav Yehuda is wrong. Rav Yehuda is the only way to understand the Mishnah based on these two brachot. Amalacha Rav Yehuda, now not so fast. Not so fast. There's another shita over here that you're not taking into consideration. And this is going like that shita in the Tanaim, which is actually a subject of some argument. I don't agree with this shita. These brightot are following the shita of Rebbe. That shita of Rebbe, Rav Huna was the one who explained it. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rebbe, kol ha'omer almanat, ko'omer mi'achshav dami. That the language over there, notice, is very different than the language we had. He doesn't say anything about from today, if. You use the word almanat. Now, almanat is a legal phrase that says, loud and clear, conditional upon. That's what almanat means, conditional upon. Now, did I ever argue with you about what would be if a guy said beferish conditional upon? So, in that case, I'll leave it to Rebbe. Conditional upon means from this point, but conditional upon something that will happen later. Fine. That's Rebbe Shita. We're not discussing that. That wasn't the case over here. I agree that according to Rebbe, that's true. That's Kolomer Amanat Kamer Yachshav Dami. But I want you to know, Pliga Rabbanan Ale. The Rabbanan don't even agree with that, and I'm going to leave it to Rabbanan. And I believe that we always only can have triggers. Goof. Let's look into that for a moment. Omer Ibn Omer Rebbe, Kolomer Amanat Kamer Yachshav Dami. So Rebbe Zera said, you know, when I was learning in Bavel, Gavina Bavel, everybody over there assumed exactly what it was that Rebbe Yehuda just said. That Hadi Amar Ravun Amar Rebbe Kol Amar Amanat Kamer Mi'achshav Dami is actually a machlokas. And the Rabbanan disagree. And they say no. Pligi Rabbanan Alei. But then when I came up to Eretz Yisrael, Kisal Ki Lahatam, I found Rav Asi teaching, and he quoted Rebbe Yochanan, the Yativ Kamalish Rebbe Yochanan, that actually this is a misapprehension. Hakol Modim. Nobody argues that when you say Almanat, you are saying Beferush, you want this to happen now. And you're making a condition where the condition is something external to the event. The event happens, we just need to make sure that the condition is fulfilled. Nobody argues with that. Nobody reviewed it, got this idea from. And in fact, the only machlokas is in the following case. You know, Nechlu Ela Mihayom Uliachar Mita. And I'll prove it to you about Tanya. Mihayom Uliachar Mita get ve'eno get divrei chachamim. So it's the chachomim. This is the bright that we've been discussing all along, where a guy says, from today after my death. So here the question is, did he mean it's night? Did he mean charata? Which would be ridiculous. So over there, the chachomim said, well, we don't know. Rebbe Omer, well, obviously this is a get. He must have meant it's night. Kazeh get. So wait a second now. Hold on. Rebbe Yehuda just got finished saying, he explained that they argue about Almanat also, right? Isn't that what you just said? Rebbe Yehuda said, this is going Aliba, the Rebbe, who says by Almanat that the halacha is, it's Kiyomer Mi'akshav, I was going Aliba to Rabbanan. So in other words, he holds the way that they thought in Bavel. Well, this Braita makes it pretty clear that he's wrong, doesn't it? Now he's wrong about everything. Because if, in fact, Rebbe and the Rabbanan argued even about a case where a guy says Almanat, and you think the guy says Almanat, what else does he mean? He means I want it now on condition that at some future date something else will happen. But that's something else, not a trigger. Why say conditional upon? He should have said when you do this. And yet, over here, we find that there's a machlokas Rebbe and Rabbanan in a case, Dafka, where he said, from today, if I die. Now, wouldn't it be a much bigger Kiddush to say that they argue even if he says on condition that? Even there, we're not sure that he means me'achshav. And even there, the Rabbanan would have said, no, I'm not sure what he means. Why in the world would anyone intelligent write a braita like that that gives us a lower level Kiddush in the Rabbanan when you could have said something that was so much more powerful? Even if he had said conditional upon, I'm not sure what he means. People can use the words conditional upon, meaning that it should be a trigger. Huh? So now Rav Yehuda apparently is wrong based on this braita. Let's see that inside. Well, Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, explains that they're arguing on Almanat as well. They're arguing about Almanat and Ami Pligit. So can you explain to me why in this braita, and a miflige me'ayom li'achar mita, instead of arguing about a case where anybody can see that that case is a problem, Niflug be Almanat. Why not argue in a much bigger case and tell me, even though he said Almanat, the Chachomim are not sure? What do you mean? Because I want to tell you a tremendous Kiddush according to Rebbe. That even though he didn't say Almanat, I'm sure. So you're asking me, say it in that case. Why? Because then I know what the Kiddush will be. I'll leave it to Rabbanan. Why not say it according to Rebbe and say the Kiddush that Rebbe holds, Lodiach HaKocha de Rebbe, that even, though he didn't say on condition, he just said from today through, Hayom Alachar Mita Nami Areza Get. Don't tell me that's not a big Kiddush. Well, it is, but I mean, wouldn't you rather tell me the Kiddush in the Shita of the Rabbi? So talk about the case of Almanat. Lo Diacha Kocha de Rabbona. No. The rule is that the bigger Kiddush is always the guy who's ready to say that something is mutter. Any fool can tell you something is usser. So the Rabbanan over here is saying it's us. Rebbe is saying, no, because it's a good get. You don't need anything. No problem. Wow, that's a big chiddush. Would you say that even if he didn't say almanat? Even if he said me'ayom? Yep. Well, he'd say it even in that case. Then that's why the Braita says that case, because it's a bigger chiddush of kach dehetera adiv. I always want to know who's ready to take the responsibility to be matir this woman without requiring yibum. And that's Rebbe. The next case we have in the Mishnah is that he gave a time limit. I'm going to give you this money within 30 days, and then it says if he gives it within 30 days, it's good. If not, not. Well, obviously, I mean, you know, once you've established that we've got a condition, and whatever the condition is, I mean, and if he said, I'll stand on my head and spit wooden nickels, I mean, the same thing. Mardatima, love to know. I'll tell you, because I would have thought that the important point over here is I'm going to get you the money. The idea of the 30 days is dafkal is ruzeka omar. She doesn't take the 30-day thing seriously, and the Kedushin is not meant to be dependent in 30 days dafkin if it's 31 days. But the point is, he's saying to her, basically, look, I'm going to get you the money, I'm going to get you the money fast. Don't worry about it. Kamash malan, that it's a legal condition binding precisely as stated. And when he says, how do you understand? He says, I'm a nachiyeshli matayim zuz. So then it says, if you have matayim zuz, then she's mekudeshet. Meaning what? That if he doesn't have matayim zuz, that she's not Mekudesha. Did you ever hear of Swiss bank accounts? Did you ever hear of the IRS? Do you really think that you're going to be able to know whether this guy has what time is when the IRS can't find out? How can you possibly say she's not going to be Mekudesha? Because he doesn't have. What is that supposed to mean? He doesn't have. V'necha shema yeshlo. Why don't we have to be choshesh that he has? And therefore she should be Mekudesha under any and all circumstances because of the chashash that he has. Not to mention that it says beferish in the Braita, O Tanya, Chayshinan Shema Yesho, does say that we're afraid that he has. Says, well, who told you that we're not afraid that he has? All the Mishnah is saying is that if he has, Mekudeshet, meaning, if he has, then Mekudeshet Vadai. If I know that he has, I have witnesses that he has, so then it's a Vadai Kedushin. If I don't, so then we click into the Braita. Chayshinan, obviously, there's always going to be a Sofa Kedushin. But that's not what we're talking about in the Mishnah. We're talking about when is she Mekudeshet Bevadai. So if ain lo, so then Habi Kedushay Safek. And then he says, Amanat She'erech Matayim Zuz. I'm going to show you 200. Tana, that's because I've lo nitkavla elitera od mishalo. The point over here is that he's trying to say that I'm going to show you 200 Zuz of my own, obviously. I mean, everybody's seen TV. I mean, there is such a thing as 200 Zuz, you know. I mean, it exists, I know. So then, imher Allah ala shulchan ena mekudeshet. So isn't that obvious? Obviously, it's not obvious. If I just needed a bride to tell me that lo nitkav ben larot elo mishaloh, I mean, why are you asking? Isn't that obvious? That's what you just said. So the Rush says this is all one piece. In other words, put this all together. It says in the Mishnah he means to show her his own. That's why he can't just show it to her. That's the meaning of the words. So therefore, if he shows it to her ala shulchan, now, the shulchan is a special case, because ala shulchan doesn't mean on the table in the living room. Ala shulchan is the word that's used for the counter in a bank, remember. So a bank, in English, is a shulchan in Hebrew. So that means he's a banker, and he's showing her the money. Here's 200 zuz. So that's pshita, so he's a banker. So what? No. Because the point over here, he's showing her a deposit that somebody's making. And this, of course, is the big idea of the 20th century. You don't need money. You need other people's money. And if you have other people's money, you're basically rich. So what he's telling her is, on condition that I show you $2 billion. So what does he do? He shows her a fund in which he's doing investing. So he says, I got $2 billion. Because that's all that counts, is that I can invest $2 billion on. That means I'm on top of the world. Now, it may turn out that tomorrow the headlines will tell us that he doesn't have a dime to his name. Therefore comes along the Mishnah to say a big chiddush, that a banker who has the rights of investment, he has the right to invest his money. He ain't got a penny until the money is there. So don't start counting your chickens and claiming to her, oh, look at me. I am a big banker, so, you know, you're dealing with the top. I mean, over here, this is Wall Street, man. And Kamash Malan, that doesn't count for kiddush. That's amazing. Right there. Oh, boy. President. Amanat Sheyesh Li Beit Kur Afar. If he says, I have an acre of land, I have an acre of land in New Jersey. You'd think that that means even in New Jersey. I mean, but if he has it in a normal place, that for sure should be Mekadesh. No. It's got to be the land is in that place. I'll show you an acre of land. But if he shows it to her in a valley, where here, look at all of these beautiful acres of land. Of course, they're not his. In a Mekudesh. And it seems to be exactly the same mission we just had a moment ago about money. So, well, what's this all about? So first, let's first figure out the mission as it says. You say, Amanachi actually Beit Kor, if he doesn't have, so then apparently there's no problem. Why? Why don't we need to be concerned that he owns this land with all types of fake corporations and so on, but he actually owns this land? And we haven't been able to trace it. The ode, Tanya, there's actually a brayta that says Beferish, that indeed Chayshina and Shema Yeshua, we need to worry about that. And she's always going to be Mukadesha because you can never absolutely define that a guy does not have that land. Yeah, but that's not a problem. We already explained that. Lokasha. Habi Kiddushay Vadai. Habi Kiddushay Safek. Okay, so, I mean, so, well, then we're doing the same thing. It's the same Mishnah. So, Lomali Lamitna Gabi Ara, Valamali Lamitna Gabi Zuzi. Why do I need the same Mishnah to tell me basically exactly the same thing, one referring to land and one referring to the money? Tzricha. No, we do need this. Diashmina Gabi Zuzi, Mishub Deavini Inchi, Demitznai. If it would have told us only the halacha by the money, I would have said, well, that's because people will generally get away with an offshore account or a Swiss account. I mean, money, you can hide. Ara, when it comes to land, I might think that no matter how many straw corporations you set up, people end up tracing the land because it's there, it's in front of you, and you can't hide it. So I would say, Ida Itle Ara, you know, look at Amodia, somebody's talking about some rumor about them. So Kala Itle, it definitely would have been, there would have been a call. Kamash Malamed, even there. Now, on the surface, this is irrelevant to our Mishnah because the Mishnah does not say an im lav mekudeshet b'safek. That was the braita that was telling us that. We were just saying that the Mishnah would accept that, but it doesn't address it. So the Gemara's kasha was, what do we need two Mishnayot for? And ends up explaining what we need two braitot for. That's crazy. I mean, how could we be only asking on the braitas? And the fundamental question is on the Mishnah. So Rashi's approach here seems to be that that's the whole idea. By creating these two Mishnayot, and therefore you're saying, well, that big deal, you recognize that that means that the Tan is telling you something about the Chashash, which otherwise you might not even have noticed, because the only possible difference between these Mishnayot is the capabilities of hiding what it is that you're claiming you don't have, you see. So Mamela, by saying it this way, we recognize that the Tana must be addressing Kiddushei Sofik as well. So that basically the way that the Mishnah tells you the Braita is by telling it to you twice. Again, isn't that obvious? No. Because Ma'ad Tema Amar La Ma'inaf Kalach Mila, what do you care if it's in New Jersey, if it's somewhere else? I mean, the point is, you're not dealing with the property. I'm dealing with the property. I'll get you the money out of the property. Ana Tarkana Maitina, I mean, whatever it is, if we're going to be producing bananas, so I'll grow the bananas and bring them to you. Gamash Malan, that she wants it to be close to home or far from or whatever it is, and therefore we can't say that. And Amanacha Erech, Beit Korafa, what would be the Kiddush of saying, I'll show it to you? First of all, what does it mean? Tana Lonit Kavanazo, obviously. His Kavanah was to show her property that he owns, not to show her property, which she probably noticed in her lifetime. You know. So, Imher Abibika, Enem Kiddush, isn't that obvious? Subshita. Ah, the point over here is that he's got an interest. He's working over here as an oris. So he's got an interest in this property. Or maybe he's a real estate agent. He's got a listing on this property. So he says, baby, the money's as good as in the bank. I mean, this is mine. Look, it's got my Coldwell banker sign on it. There we go. So therefore, you might think that she's going to fall for that and figure, ah, he's a rich man. So therefore, Kamash Malan, that she's still not Mekudesha. So lo nakit lo tzricha, de nakit bidistura. So he still has arisut, and he has a right to work this land, take a certain percentage for himself. Until the money's in the bank, the money's not there as far as she's concerned. Ulam Rabbi Yochanan afila me'atov simba v'chinom Rabasi Am Rabbi Yochanan afila me'atov simba Am le'm Rishar Shibrei Rabam Rabasi Az b'l'chatayim Rabbi Yochanan Shavu nafshayu kishraga d'livne d'kolchad v'chad revoch l'chavri shabak Motiv Rav Chanina me'ayom le'achamita Get ve'no get The inmate choletzet v'lo mityabem. It's a bishle mil rav. Sayel l'shmul nami. It's not a problem. You can always say it's the rabbanan v'anadam b'kerev. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, d'omer shiura hafi. What in the world is the purpose of having chalitza? I mean, it's a joke. How can you be mishayir and a get? Akol gitid mishayir bevelav klumu. Therefore, we should say that yevumi miyabem and no chalitza. What chalitza? Omar Rava. Well, no, it's different because get lo tzi umita lo tzi. So, mashishia get, kamarato mita, omale abaya, midami, get motzia mishut yavam and mita machneset rishut rabam. Elam rabaya, the truth is, it's not a get, and therefore it should require yibum. But hatam time amai, gzera mishum meayom imati, which is a complete get, and therefore we're afraid that he may end up being biyabein. And not nigzor meayom imati de tachalot, at least, because maybe you'll come to think otumi ayom leachar mita, because no imat omer choletzet mit yabemet. So we say the same thing over here. Imat omer choletzet mit yabemet. So letter did yabem vein bekach klum. The whole thing, remember, was only kshashen rabbananu. Omer li yishar reb kadesh li amanach detein lach matayim zuz. Arezo mekadeshet vuhu yitein. Amanach detein lach mikan vat shloshim yom. If natan la betok shloshim mekadeshet v'im lavin hamekadeshet. Amanat sheyesh li matayim zuz, harezu mekudeshet v'yesh lo. Amanat sheyarech matayim zuz, harezu mekudeshet v'yareh lo. V'im her'ah al ha'shulchan, ena mekudeshet. Itmar revuna omar v'hu yitein, revu yudom re'n likish yitein. Revuna omar v'hu yitein, t'no avi mekayim t'am v'azim. Revu yudom re'n likish yitein, lechi yoy v'avi kidushi. Hashtami alo avi kidushi ma'i binayu, ike b'ner shepashta yad avi kibla kidushi mi'acher. Revuna lo avi kidushi, revu yudom avi kidushi. Tzna na be gabi gitin gagavna, omer li isha reze gitech amanat shetin na matayim zuz reze mgeresh vi yititain. Itma revuna om revi yititain, revi yudom om relikish yititain. Revuna om revi yititain tzna ave kaim etom vi yosla, revi yudom om relikish yititain lichi yavit la vigita, but meanwhile, lo avigita. My be nayo, which obviously can't be the question of kiddusha, which would be also because of chash, ike be nayo shenit kara haget, o shabat, according to revuna haviget, from before, the revuna lo haviget, we're missing the instrument, vitzricha. The Ashman Gabi Kedushin Bakam Ravuna Mishim de la Kruva Kaati, he certainly wants to be Chal now. Abu Gerish and Doracha Kakati and Mora de Ravuna. On the other hand, the Yitmar Bahak Bakam Ravuna Mishim de Iulo Kasrala Lamitva. So he'll take her to court to get the money, but meanwhile let the get go through. Abu Loka de Yaksifale Lamitva Ein, Emma Mora de Ravuna, therefore Tzricha. Maitve. Harezu Gitech Amanach Tidina Matayim Zuz, Afa Pishnit Kara Haget O Shavad, Harezu Megureshet. Nonetheless, Liachar Lotina Sei, Achititain, because we're worried. Maybe she won't. Va'o Tanya Amala, Harezu Gitech Amanach Tidina Matayim Zuzu, mate. Natna Ein Zikukala Yavam, Lo Natna Zikukala Yavam, whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel says she can even give it after he died Lachiv, Anyway, but it's quite clear that Kuliyama Mia Tanoa Havi like Rabbi Yehuda. To you have to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalacha Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. This is going Aliba the Rabbi. Rabbi, Rabbi Kolomer Amanat Komer Meyakshav Dami. And therefore, in that case, I'm out of this. Because pliga rabbona alei ane amik rabbona kufa om rebbe nam rebbe kol om rebbe lamanat kamer machshav dami om rebbe zera well ki avina b'bava la vamrina nadi om rebbe nam rebbe kol om rebbe lamanat kamer machshav dami is a machlokas of pliga rabbona alei but then kisaki lahatam ashke lo revatsi the other v'gomer l'mishmeder of Yochanan that actually akomodim b'or lamanat kamer machshav dami and the only machlokas is mehayom la'akramita. And indeed, Vatanya, Miyayom Lachmita get veno get ibrachami, Rebbe Omer keze get. Hey, this is a problem for Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda said, Amanat nami plige, he said, Anat amiflige, Miyayom Lachmita. Doesn't make more sense to be niflige by Amanat and tell me that even there, the Rabbanu would argue, no, but we need to tell me, the Rebbe, that even Miyayom Lachmita nami areze get. And why not niflige by Amanat, the Rabbanu? Because Korach the Tera adif. It's only the Zeruze Kamashmanan. Amanachi Yeshli Matayim Zuz. Why not Nech Shema Yeshlo, besides which it says we are? Viotanachashina Shema Yeshlo Kasha. Habik to Shevadai, which is what the Mishnah is discussing. Habik to Shesafik, which is what the Bright is discussing. Amanachi Rech Matayim Zuz. Tana. Lonit Kavna, Elal Ot Mishalo, obviously. But Imirela al Shulchan and Makadash is not obvious. Lo tzricha, the afagav the nakatami beiska, it's still not money in the bank. It's money in the bank. Amanachi yeshli beit kur afar, arezim mekudeshet v'yeshlo. Amanachi yeshli b'makom ploni, im yeshlo b'oto makom mekudeshim laveinu mekudeshet. Amanachi arech beit kur afar, arezim mekudeshet v'yorena. V'im her'ah b'bik'ah eina mekudeshet. V'neichu shema yeshlo, v'yotana, that indeed chashinan shema yeshlo, lo kashi ha'bekdushe v'adai ha'bekdushe safet. So what do we need the same thing? Lamali the bit gabi are lamali bit gabi zuzi. Tzricha. The ashmin gabi zuzi. Mishum de avine inish. The matznoi. Aval ara ima yvi itle ara kali itle kamashmalan. Amanach yishmo komploni miyeshlo pshita. Ma de tema armala mai nafka lachmina. Come on. Anatarachmatina kamashmalan. Amanach rechbet kura fartana lonit kavna zo. Ela lirot mishalo. Therefore, mirava bika ina makadash at pshita. The tricha, even in a bika the dakat bidistura, it's also not considered to be his.